see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad. And the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watchman for Jesus program this afternoon. My name is Thomas Gamble. I am the host of this program, and you are welcome. If everyone could, when you get an opportunity today, this morning, this afternoon, as soon as possible, to go over to talkstreamlive.com and then click on the green bar on the right. And then you click the photo and you come back into my website, or you can stay there at TalkStream Live and listen to the broadcast. But the main thing is to click that green bar on TalkStreamLive.com, and that's kind of a vote to let me know who's listening, so to speak, and how well we're getting out and so forth. And it moves you up in the ratings, and it lets me know that people are interested or not or whatever, and so I can adjust my broadcasting, if I do it all, because I want to continue broadcasting the way I've always done. And today, oh boy, I'm going to touch some areas today. Y'all better get your pen and paper out. You know, I challenge people to not ever take one person's word for anything. You just can't do it. You can't do it. You need to test, no matter who it is, to test their knowledge, test their search. It doesn't take long. I mean, you can do it, for example, if you're taking the time to listen to me or Joe Blow or whoever on the radio, then you're interested. Okay, if you're not interested, you won't be there. So if you are interested and we're talking, you say, wait a minute, FDR planned Pearl Harbor? I don't know about that. And while he's talking, just put it in the search bar and start looking. You can hear and type at the same time. And just check them out. If they say something off the wall you don't believe, man, go check it out. Or do it immediately after the program. Write it down on a piece of paper. I got to check out if FDR planned Pearl Harbor. And by the way, they did. FDR, a low-life president. I'm sorry to be this demeaning, but it's absolutely 1,000% true. FDR, Churchill, and the Japanese elite planned Pearl Harbor in the mid-1920s. That's a fact. That's a fact. Family, you got to know what you're dealing with. And today, I'm going to break it down for you in step number two of the five-point plan. And I've got nothing but evidence, man, all evidence, for you to check out yourselves. You see, never take one person's word. Three or more references, that's how I do it. And then when you find out that, okay, well, that's true, then you go back and you try to disprove it. You got to scrutinize your sources. I do, even myself. Family, the King James Bible is the only truth you're going to get that you don't have to scrutinize. Because that King James Bible is sent to you by men who are obedient to God as God inspired them to write through the Holy Spirit through following Jesus when he walked around. And then God to Moses for the first five books of the Old Testament. And Moses transcribed what he was told to do so. See, God used his fingers to imprint the Ten Commandments in stone. It wasn't Moses who had a hammer and a chisel and said, God, slow down, I can't chisel fast enough. It didn't work like that. Supernaturally, God put his finger into the stone. God can do that, you know. And he put the Ten Commandments in stone. It's written in stone. The original was broken, right? Yeah. So God made a copy. I don't think God made a mistake. You know, as a second set of iron tablets that had the Ten Commandments on it. And then from then on, God dictated to Moses on the mountain 613 instructions that was the law of Moses. To be fulfilled by the birth, life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. He fulfilled the law. Didn't abolish the law. He fulfilled it. That's how it worked. And the prophets and the disciples and those along the way were obedient to God. Therefore, God spoke to them. Audibly in the Old Testament to the prophets. Through Jesus when he walked the earth. And through the Holy Spirit as he inspired men to write the New Testament. The transcripts and manuscripts and so forth were collected, maintained at Antioch, Syria, by the Vaudois, or the Waldenese. Waldenesians, they call them different things. I heard different pronounced different ways. Who then went to the Alps after the 4th or 5th century, thereabouts, and maintained God's holy word there throughout the Dark Ages under protection. That's why they call it the Dark Ages. All the Bibles during that period of time were in Latin. And you know you could not trust the Vatican. They're a bunch of murderers anyway, the Jesuits. And that's a fact. Had the Douay Rheims, the Vaticanus, the Sinaiticus, and whatever canus it is, just a bunch of baloney. The Apocrypha, junk. Nothing but history put together by Origen, O-R-I-G-E-N, the Greek philosopher. Septuagint, more junk. Absolutely is. As proven, the Vatican lies. They lie. They murdered 50 to 68 million people in a 600-year period from 1200 to 1800 AD. You call that credible? No. The death of 50 to 68 million, that's credible. Because it happened. It's not about religion, family. It's not about a pope, priest, rabbi, preacher, whatever. It's about Jesus Christ and his holy words, the King James Bible, completely put together. All other Bibles before that, King James, that were in existence, were either missing verses, scripture, or corrupted, even though it was translated into English. The closest to it was the Textus Receptus, thanks to Erasmus. And they murdered him. Wycliffe pushed it. Tyndale. And they murdered those two also. Family, it's been a battle to get you the Holy Word. If you do the history and study the history of it, the real history, not the lies that some of these theologians tell at Harvard and Yale and all these other nonsensical Bible colleges, absolutely true, based on humanism. I'll get to that today and tomorrow. And you know, next week, what I'm going to do when I finish this five-point plan this week, God put on my heart to next week dedicate it to exposing the tricks of these churches, at least Monday through Wednesday, and demonstrate and show you how the churches are lying to the parishioners in all the religions, how it's being done. So next week, I'll expose the churches. Today, I'm exposing the five-point plan. And today, today is going to be a hot one. I suspect. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast. And I'm going to cover a little bit of the news. Make some mentions about old Bird Dog. And that little fiasco. And more attention getters is what they're doing. They're coming up with something. I don't know what's in the lurch, but one thing will get Americans' attention is taking your money away. A financial reset. You can't use the ATM. You can't use your little cards. That's going to get people's attention then. You know the two shooters of the two cops in Nevada recently, and they shot that one person in who had a carry permit, a patron at Walmart. He's going to take on the shooter, but went past the wife and didn't realize that she is part of it. She shot him, and then the man and woman shot themselves. She shot the husband. And then she killed herself. That's classic MK Ultra. Well, had another shooting in Oregon today. I had mentioned this yesterday when this shooting took place in Nevada. There's going to be a shooting at a school or a market of some kind, and this time it was a school. The third one shooting, actually, of a school was this morning, or this afternoon, I forgot exactly, just happened, just recently, today, in Oregon. Oregon, is going to be very interesting. Oregon's working on the Euthanasia Act, so children under 18 years of age can kill themselves. If you're always in Oregon, if I were you, parents, people who are concerned, I'd go after my Oregon senators. And I'd also watch what General Jerry Boykin's up to in Oregon, too. Watch his step. Don't believe he's a patriot. Not by any stretch of the imagination. Not at all. Him nor Rick Joyner. So watch what this Jerry Boykin's up to. Watch what he's up to. I don't know. He's up to some kind of political office. Watch out. He cannot be trusted. He's a Knights of Malta member. He's taken a blood oath against America. Well, look it up on your own. The Knights of Malta oath combined with a Jesuit oath and see what you get. And then you'll find he's a Knights of Malta member as his buddy, Rick Joyner, the so-called evangelist. Family, let's expose for what we can. Go after Oregon's legislation. Stop that euthanasia bill. Cause them problems. Find out where it is. Stop it in the lurch. Because once they pass it, then there's several more states will jump on it. And then they'll make it federal. And then when they, and I'll talk about this today also, the International Rights of the Child Treaty, which we didn't sign in 1989. Once it's signed by us, our legislator, it will then take the rights of the rights you have over your children to discipline them, to teach them, to train them, to love them, will be taken away. It will happen. And you will be arrested if you get in the way of your children wanting to kill themselves. You already have a suicide problem with those in the Wicca, in the Ouija board, in the post-traumatic stress, the ADHD, whatever. They're already giving them Zoloft and all kinds of antidepressants, for goodness sakes. These psychiatrists are a bunch of liars, man. You understand? And they're linked into these humanist schools. Now, I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and let's get into it. And y'all got to take some action. Now, I know that Texas did when they stopped the Perry from passing the HPV shot requirement in Texas in 2010. Parents and legislators, parents and others got together and stopped him from making it mandated a requirement for 9 to 12-year-olds that had to get that HPV shot by law. You stopped it. You did something. Well, now go to Oregon, find out what they're up to. Stop them. You have a lot of witchcraft. Look it up in Oregon. A lot of the Wicca operate in the government. Stop them. If you don't. These are sacrifices going on in Oregon now to pass this bill. You understand this? Ooh, they're not going to like what I'm saying today. Nope, not at all. Lord, we come today before you in prayer. Father, we pray. We plead with you today, Father, to listen to our prayer as we all pray, those that's praying, Lord, that you'll hear our prayer today. Lord, we pray. We thank you, Lord, for the blessings you've given us. We thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit that touches our hearts. We thank you, Father, for your holy word in the King James Bible. And Lord, most of all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on a cross in our place, that our sins will be forgiven. That, Father, through repentance and faith, we'll be born again. Father, we call upon you today, Lord, to bless our children, to bless those, Father, seeking the truth with pure hearts. That, Father, you'll open up their minds and their hearts to the truth. You'll set up divine appointments, Lord, to lead them in the right path. To be spoken to and led to accept Jesus as their Savior. Father, we do pray for our veterans returning. That, Father, to give them that courage to forgive themselves for no matter what's done. And, Father, to forgive even their enemies. That, Father, they can be forgiven. Lord, we need divine appointments. We need some whistleblowers to come out and be protected to expose the evil that's going on in the hierarchy, the Joint Chief of Staff and the Senator and the White House and the Council of Foreign Relations and what they're really doing to expose this lie about war, to expose the truth about what's going on today, Lord. To tear down their technology causing these voices in the head. And, Father, those that's experiencing, they know what I'm talking about. That, Father, that these voices in the head are not because of post-traumatic stress, Lord. It's because of the technology, the antidepressant pills. These are causing these voices, Lord, and they don't know that. Somehow there's got to be a whistleblower, Lord, that you can raise up to expose this on a worldwide basis. And Father, through your Holy Spirit, to tear down their technology, destroy their technology, their systems. We pray, Father, for those children being profiled and abducted for satanic worship sacrifices. And, Father, that such instances in the future can be thwarted, be discovered, be exposed, and be stopped. The Lord, to give more time that we can witness to others about the love of Jesus. Lord, we need an anointing on this land. Anointing of those that has the courage to speak out, and the protection for those when they do speak out, Lord, that they'll be able to spread the word, the gospel, and the truth. We pray for courage on the pulpits. Lord, that they'll step away from their controlled churches and religions and get with Jesus. Father, we pray for healing of our loved ones. And those, Father, that are in that transition stage, that, Father, you'll use these hospice patients and situations, Lord, that will bring families together, not pull them apart. That the family will learn to pray together, to either accept what's to come or, Father, to change things that are and cause a healing to happen. And, Father, we pray against the Illuminati. We pray against the black nobility of the royal families of today. We pray against the secret societies, Lord, to strip down their protection, expose them to the world. And, Father, through those that are exposed, that, Lord, you bind the Holy Spirit to their hearts, and some could be to a guide to your Son, Jesus, that even they would be able to accept Jesus Christ as once it's exposed. And all these things we pray, Lord, in the name of your Son, Jesus. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And you know, in Matthew chapter 6, verse 14, it talks about verse 12. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. It's not talking about debt, financial debt, necessarily. It's talking about what it says in chapter 14, verse 14. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, in other words, their sins against you, their disrespect of you, their action against you, no matter what it is, easy said, not easy done, but it's what it's saying. That if you forgive them their trespasses, debts, whatever it might be, your Heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Why should he? And that means forgiving yourself for something you've done, and the guilt set in, you're convicted, but you never got out of the conviction. You never asked for forgiveness, so it's going to stay there. And Satan, in a supernatural level, will keep accusing you. You don't deserve it. To the point you will feel you don't deserve it. And then comes the depression. Then comes the anger and the pent-up frustration that's taken out in drugs and other issues that come out. But when you ask for forgiveness to God through Jesus Christ, it goes away. That's what's really necessary. Some people think that this might be a religious show. Not at all. It's not religious. It's reality. Reality is the supernatural. This is where we live. This is what your joint chief of staff, your senators, your Bohemian Grove, they worship Lucifer. I don't believe in Satan. Don't matter. They do. And they kill children for him. That's pretty significant. That's why our laws today is almost a laughingstock, because they find all these psychos, but the psychos are in Congress, literally. And the psychos are presidents and prime ministers and your kings and queens are members of the black nobility. And this is a fact. Your Illuminati, Italian, German, all sorts of different nationalities worship Lucifer. Ritualistic killing, rape, children. This is what really goes on. I'm not exaggerating. I'm not extreme. You see? I was told recently, some people that was listening to my show thought I was an extremist. That's a compliment. And you see, when people said, "Tom, you're an extremist," I said, "Okay. Do you want to see the evidence?" And they always, and if they say yes, it's not a problem. Oh, I say, "Oh, get ready. You're going to receive it." Oh, yes. But they say, I just don't want to know. I just don't care. I don't want to see it. What you've caused them to do is reflect upon themselves subliminally, that they're in denial. It's subliminal. It's very simple. Do you want to see the evidence? No, I don't want to see it. They have to admit to themselves that they're in denial. You've caused that to happen. If they say, "Yeah, show me your evidence." Well, okay. Give me a CD. Give me a DVD. No problem. I pop it into them. I send a little bit at a time. There you go. And you always check it out. Don't take somebody's word for it. But the point is, it's not extreme. They call it extreme because it goes over the edge for them that's in denial. That's why it's called extreme. Denial is a killer. You know what denial is in my mind? My opinion only. Is that you take an old wooden outhouse and you put it on a curve on a railroad track when you know the train's coming. And you say, "Well, in 2 hours the train's coming." So I put an outhouse there on the train track. And you see the train coming. You say, I can get out of this. So you get into the outhouse and close the door. And you put on a pair of ear protectors so you don't hear nothing. And say, "I just don't think the train's going to hit me." That's called denial. Well, that train's got other ideas. That train's going to turn that outhouse you're in splinters. You can think it's not going to hit you and deny it all you want. Yeah, but the truth is there. It's going to smash you. You see. And your little outhouse and you're going to turn it into toothpicks. But you can deny it all you want. Because you don't hear it don't mean it's not coming. So it takes you to get out of that outhouse, and see it coming and think, "Oh, I better get out of the outhouse and get off the track and accept the reality or I'm going to die." And that's really what's coming down to. People are in denial. They ignore the fact that that train's coming. And their denial is not going to stop that train. It's on a blind curve. That's where you're headed for those that thinks it's extreme. Well, today I had mentioned that there's going to be a shooting at maybe a school or a shopping center or something like that again. And actually, it happened sooner than I thought it would. A gunman walked into an Oregon high school and shot a student to death before the shooter was found dead himself on Tuesday, marking the third outbreak of gun violence to shake a U.S. academic campus in less than 3 weeks. Immediately placed him on lockdown. And the campus was 2,800 students. And it's this morning, apparently. Gunman entered the high school this morning, shot one student. Unfortunately, that student has died. Troutdale Police Chief Scott Anderson said in the news conference the gunman was located and the gunman is also deceased. This is another typical MKUltra. Justifies gun control. Justifies putting more security in all the schools. I mentioned to you all before the purpose for that was to put security at the schools, not to protect from the shooters. The shooters are MKUltra. The shooters are controlled like drones. Under a lot of shooters are under antidepressants. Oh, this is provable. This is not even a speculation at all. The security being placed at the schools are there to protect the schools from the parents when the parents want to start to take their kids out for one reason or another. So they need justification to start sticking security in all the schools. That's the purpose of it. You see. And this is not extreme. It's exactly what's going on. So now there's going to be a call for gun control. There's going to be a call for more security in all the schools. And they're the ones controlling the shooters. This goes along with almost every scenario. Is the same thing. And just recently, the two killed themselves. This is classic MKUltra. And they have the voices in the head. Always the voices with the psychotropic drugs is followed by voices. The voices are done by technology. Voice to skull technology. Look it up. I've put out on my Facebook account as well, and also a distribution list I have. From the 30th of May to the 4th of June, I did a series on veteran suicides broadcast. And on my website, I also have two studies, part one, part two, of veteran suicides. And in these studies and in my broadcast about veteran suicide, it will tell you how they do it. It's not just veterans, it's also civilians are being controlled by these voices. And the voices are technology with a computer terminal and a transmitter. Family, the technology goes back to the 1950s. I've got a study that was done in 1973. This is slam dunk. And they're well advanced in their technology in this realm. Human drones that they can talk to. Family, this is not science fiction. This is reality. And it's going to come down to the supernatural. It's going to come down to prayer. It's going to come down to get families getting together in town hall meetings and demanding the schools to provide procedures, to demand that your senator, your congressman, will stop some of these bills. There's things you can do. But the main one is prayer. Literally. It's going to come down to that. I'm telling you right now. And watch what that Jerry Boink is up to in Oregon. Trace it down. He cannot be trusted. Well, I've got a nice little crowd today. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Since I'm making this statement, it just popped up in my head just now. So one second here. Oh, here we go. So I'll let somebody else tell you. Old listeners, bear with me here.
So things are getting nutty in D.C. and people are concerned about our Constitution and whether or not, you know, we're maintaining the integrity of our Constitution, right?
Absolutely.
Well, Rick Joyner, Pastor Rick Joyner of the Morningstar Ministries, he's genuinely concerned about the disregard for our Constitution, which is why he's praying for God to manufacture a military takeover of the United States government. On a recent TV episode, you know, it's funny, but it's not funny because he's really serious. And he's connected up with some, like, military people. He said this: "There's no way our republic can last much longer. It may not last through Obama's second term. There's a glib, almost joyful disregard of the Constitution, a belittling of the Constitution. We're headed for serious tyranny," is what he says. So, Pastor Joyner, please tell us what we can do. I'm concerned about our Constitution, too. What can we do to save it? Let's see what he has to offer.
The kingdom of God is coming. And America is not the kingdom of God. We're not the new Jerusalem. I think we've been used in some wonderful and powerful ways by God. We've been one of the most generous nations in history. We've done so much good. And that's why I appeal to the Lord. Don't let us be totally destroyed. Please raise up those who will save us. And as I started telling friends for a long time, that no election is going to get the right person in there that can restore us, because the system is so broken, so undermined right now, the whole system. I believe our only hope is a military takeover, martial law, and that the most crucial element of that is who the marshal is going to be. I believe there are noble leaders in our military.
Well, I hope God is watching his little TV station there.
I'm shocked that he would ask for specifically a military takeover. Oftentimes their messages are slightly more subtle.
And even more specifically, he says, "I believe that there are noble leaders in our military that love the republic, love everything that we stand for, and they could seize the government." And what's important to him, as he said, is who those people are within the military. So who might those noble marshals be, Pastor Joyner? Well, Rick Joyner is the president of the Oak Initiative, which is, their own website describes them as a grassroots movement to unite, mobilize, equip, and activate Christians. And among the ministers and Christian lobbyists that comprise the 14 board member of the Oak, listed directly below the chair and the president, is retired Army General Jerry Boykin. And this is how Boykin is described in the Oak's initiative own website. "Lieutenant General Boykin was one of the elite warriors chosen in 1978 to make up the first unit in America's ultra-secretive and deadly Delta Force. That's who I want as part of my Christian army."
That's unbelievable. You know, what the hypocrisy here is just egregious, right? So one of the Ten Commandments is "thou shalt not kill," period. It's not "thou shalt not kill" unless it's convenient to our political agenda. It's unbelievable, especially to have people that have essentially trained to kill others on their board and on their team.
Besides the fact of the hypocrisy of they're so concerned about the Constitution that they want to usurp the Constitution. So on a recent show, General Boykin and Pastor Joyner discussed the excitement that the end times were near, and that the only thing that needs to happen in order for the end times is for a prophecy to take place, Isaiah's prophecy of the destruction of Damascus, Syria. So they're like
super excited about the destruction.
They're geared up. Yeah. Oh, goody, grab the popcorn, you know. End days are coming, but not before Joyner and Boykin elicit God's help to save the Constitution by suspending the Constitution.
Now, there you go. So it's not just me. I'm just bringing it up to you. You know that this Rick Joyner, president of the Oak Initiative, along with Grand Chancellor of the Knights of Malta, Jerry Boykin, he's made the Grand Chancellor of Knights of Malta some time ago. And he's also connected to Calvary Chapel. Oh, goodness, goodness, goodness. Family better know what you're dealing with. He's on panels with LaHaye, of course, who's a member of the Council on National Policy. Greg Laurie, Boykin, Joel Rosenberg, and Skip Heitzig. Oh, ho. They're all connected. This is not good. This is bad, very bad. You see, you got to know who you're dealing with. And the assignments of this goes back a long time ago. A pope made Hitler's vice chancellor Knight of Malta back in 1933. In 1959, von Papen was made a Knight of Malta and awarded the Grand Cross by the Pope in Rome. They're all connected. In 1932, von Papen was made Chancellor of Germany. And when Nazi leader Adolf Hitler, second cousin to Stalin, second cousin to Churchill, second cousin to Queen Elizabeth II, that Hitler took over as leader of Germany in 1933, Hitler made von Papen the vice chancellor of the Knights of Malta. There's nothing new under the sun. Family, it's time to expose as much as possible while we can, and to know what you're dealing with. And Hitler also awarded Papen the Knight's Cross of the Military Merit Order. It's all connected by generation, by generation, by generation. It's called connecting the dots, you see. Now, talking about connecting dots. I found recently, I can find it again. Could children and teens ever be eligible for euthanasia and or assisted suicide? Even to ask that question, it makes you sit back and say, what? Assisted suicide supporters have worked hard and successfully to persuade the public that a typical death would be an elderly person who, on their deathbed, freely chooses to die sooner than later. It's done in movies, in real life. Belgium, look it up. This is apparent in the 1997 campaign to repeal Oregon's Death with Dignity Act. In 1994, Oregon became the only place in the entire world where a law specifically permitted assisted suicide. Its implementation was held up in the courts, and prior to going into effect, voters were faced with an attempt to repeal it. As in any political campaign, television commercials were produced to sway the voters, of course. And one such commercial intended to persuade the voters to overturn the law, depicting a young man of about 19 or 20 named Billy. He appeared frightened and desperate on receiving the diagnosis of his condition, opted for the lethal dose. A voiceover explained that Billy's death from the drugs was far from being peaceful and could be lingering and painful. Now, this Billy ad was rejected by 6 TV stations, including all 3 network affiliates in Portland. It was called distasteful, over the edge, disgusting, unbelievable by both sides in the 1997 time frame. However, it seems today they have a comedy special about making abortion a light topic and almost funny. I talked about that yesterday. They use these ads, they use these TV programs, so forth, to test the public to see where the mind is at. That's how they do it. It's like a survey. Survey says, well, they're not ready yet, so we've got to work on them. That's how they do this. Questionnaires and commercials and TV movies and situations, ethics that they use the media to spread all over the United States to see what the reaction is. You know the shooters at Bundy, by the way? Excuse me. The shooters at Nevada. They're noted to be now conspiracy theorists, anti-government, and they attended the Bundy fiasco. See, Bundy's Illuminati. They're liars like Duck Dynasty. They're part of this agenda to pull you out to see. So all those, I said this last, when they went through it, that all they did for the Patriots that really probably thought they were doing the right thing in this Bundy fiasco. See, Bundy's against you. So's Duck Dynasty Commander, whatever. They're part of the Illuminati, Freemasonry, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, etc., Jesuits, the whole darn shooting match. To pull out those, to take their faces, to put them on the computer database of those to attend. This is what's connected to the shooters in Nevada. To get your attention off of Oregon's agenda. That's how they do it. They get you looking over here to the left, while on the right they're doing something else. I bet you was wondering how I connected the two, right? Yeah, one's to get your attention, the other's to sneak over on you. That's how they do it. It's called the dialectic. Bait and switch. This ad, Billy ad, went too far. Not because it was inaccurate or misleading. It wasn't. It went too far because it violated the major tenet of the art of argument and persuasion. The tactic is, if it's a listener thinks that you are speaking falsely about any fact, they will less likely to believe other facts, you see, and that you assert or infer that you suggest should be drawn. But Oregon's working on child euthanasia. Now, you have suicide. They won't differentiate. Once they get it passed for disabilities, they're not going to stop there. No siree. That's a given. They will go on to those that are being given ADHD antidepressants. Those messing in. And look it up right now. Look it up if you want or after the broadcast. The number of suicides of your children caused by the Ouija board. That Ouija board is real. Now, you may think I'm extreme on this, but I'm telling you right now, it's a connection. So this influences the family. And in your disabled child, it will eventually, it won't be disabled, it'll be ADHD. Mama can't stand this. I want to die, honey. We'll take care of you. No, I want to die. And you'll say no, and you will go to jail. Because the Child Euthanasia Act will make it legal for that child to declare under 18 himself to be unhappy, want to die. And the International Rights of the Child Treaty will give your child the right to decide to die, and you can't do nothing about it. And all he's got to do is talk to his, and I talked about this yesterday, is have that 5-minute secret meeting with the counselor, which is already being passed now. This is being passed. This is not speculation. And you can't stop it, or you will be arrested. And in that private meeting with that child, with that counselor, that you're not allowed to attend, that very trained Wiccan counselor will convince your child to tell the truth, and that child will be allowed to kill themselves. I'm not going over the edge on this. You call it extreme if you want to, but you better check what's going on with that bill right now. You better not be playing around with this. You can call me extreme if you want to, but I'm trying to warn you now of the facts. And the Netherlands, euthanasia, assisted suicide had been widely and openly practiced in the Netherlands for years. Yet they maintained a technically illegal until a law permitting them went into effect in 2002. And in mid-August of 1999, the Dutch government published a proposal to formally legalize them. So you go ahead and think I'm extreme. According to the proposal, the euthanasia and assisted suicide will be legal if the patient makes a voluntary request. The patient is suffering irremediable and unbearable pain. Based on whose determination, by the way, have found that either psychic, emotional, or physical pain can be used to meet the criteria of unbearable suffering. ADHD comes to mind immediately. Terminal illness has never been a requirement for euthanasia in the Netherlands. All medical options must be exhausted. A second medical opinion must be sought, and it's why a lot of doctors, dentists, legislators, cops, school administrators are Freemasons because they're under a blood oath. To God, they're under a blood oath to God to lie. And judges, same thing. That's a problem. The euthanasia death must be carefully carried out, and physicians must report each case. Oh, they got it lined up, man. Y'all sleeping, man. You worrying about this silly golf and TV and I don't know what else while they're sneaking up on you. Go on ahead. Keep on going on until they sneak up on you. And then you're going to wish you hadn't. You're going to wish you had the town hall meetings. And to put a stop to these acts that they're sneaking up on you. It's all over the United States. It's all over the world. And they're sneaking up on you. I'm trying to wake people up. Best I can. A few advocates of euthanasia were willing to publicly support the Dutch proposal as it related to children. There's a notable exception, by the way. Dr. Philip Nitsche, an Australian euthanasia campaigner, activist, he was known as the Australian Dr. Death. Nitsche, that name says very familiar, doesn't it? Legally practiced euthanasia in Australia during the months in which the defunct Right to the Terminally Ill Act of the Northern Territory went into effect. He conducts how to commit suicide programs in Australia and New Zealand. He's featured in speaker and right to die conferences in the United States. Isn't that quaint? Now, that being said, he believed that Australia should move down the track similar to that of the Netherlands, since he couldn't see any principal reason to preclude young children from receiving suicide, assisted suicide, or euthanasia. According to Nitsche, a child has a maturity to make such a life and death decision. Quote, I think the Dutch government has taken a very courageous step, he said. Satan is in all the details. This is where they're getting it from. Whether you believe in Satan or not, they do. You know, according to this Nietzsche, the logic he has, that a 15-year-old who kills a neighbor's dog is exhibiting the actions of a child who's too immature to make a good judgment. But a child who decides to kill himself is sufficiently mature to do so. There's your logic. I've been trying to study this for a long time to try to keep up with it. And it's moving very fast. And they're going to focus on Oregon. Wisconsin. With the exception of the Netherlands, it appears from the preceding discussion that I've talked about and a few other issues that suggests of euthanasia for children deals with involuntary euthanasia of infants, other young children whose doctors or parents would decide that they're better off dead. That's murder. But there's an actual and model legislation in the United States that would have permitted elementary school children to demand death with or without parental consent. And Wisconsin State Representative Lord Barbie of Milwaukee introduced such a law on October 22, 1975. It's described as an act of relating to establishing the right to die. If passed, the measure then would have made an exception to the state's homicide law for killing upon request. Would have been abolished. It would have abolished the crime of assisted suicide. They got a right to the right time, the right sacrifice, the right ritual that this will be passed, just like they did the Federal Reserve Act back in early 1900s, 1913. They pass these acts or certain times. Iowa's got a law in the order. Oregon, Wisconsin. You even have suicide kits. Isn't that nice? A peaceful pill. I bet y'all didn't know this, did you? I bet some of you had no idea. I've done a study on this. And the suicides of our veterans is being orchestrated. Family, there's an attack on the family. Now, I talked about yesterday, before you go to the family, their step one was to demolish the very foundations of biblical morality. I discussed that yesterday. Now listen, last night from 9 to 11, I did a broadcast on Revelation Radio Network, but I also record it on my own network, and you have a more definitive broadcast last night, 9 to 11, about how they're demolishing the foundations of biblical morality in more detail than I did the 4 to 6 broadcast yesterday. Yesterday, kind of 4 to 6, kind of laid the groundwork. I like to lay the groundwork because I can't just throw some of this information at you. And you say, what in the world? What's he talking about? I'll lay the groundwork first. Then I hit you with the new stuff to show you how it fits. That's got to be done. Well, the Humanist Manifesto, that is in fact Satan's, the fallen angels, the demonic realm, all kinds of labels I can give it, but the hierarchy. That's their religion, is humanism. And to gain the support of humans, they have Satanism, Luciferianism, humanism to bring it down to earth, no pun intended, to exalt man above all others, and even above God, man to become as God. Now, all of this is part of this. So first, we have to demolish the foundations of biblical morality. That's got to go first. So yesterday and last night, I talked about that in detail. And of these areas, you'll find a connection in all the areas of education, philosophy, religion, science, the arts, politics, and finance all have play a part under the councils and committees of the Illuminati. Now, that being said, one of the basic ways of breaking down, and I'm not going to go over all the things I talked about last night. That would be counterproductive, and you can go and listen to it tomorrow or tonight or whatever. corrupting the Bibles, New Age churches, removing the Ten Commandments, using NAACP, ACLU, taking the Ten Commandments down. We'll put up a statue of the Baphomet. They're doing that in Oklahoma. It's happening. Promoting humanism views in all schools since 1930, even before that. Drugs, antidepressants. Your child's got a problem. Oh, it must be ADHD. We got to give him a pill. He must take this from now on. They got him. That's what it's for. So, the idea is to attack the families. You dismantle the family and patriotism, individual liberty. And one way they're doing it, a major effort, is by homosexuality and same-sex marriage. Now, why would they want to make it legal? Well, I know there's some to get benefits and all this, but why? They've been living all this time in what you would consider sin. I mean, they don't have to get married, right? They just live together, man-man and wife, whatever. You know, it's not illegal. It's just illegal to get married. So why worry about it? I'll tell you why. Because they want the laws to change nationwide, to go against the Bible. And that will cause God to pull away. And that will leave them the open beeline to the New World Order, the North American Union, and dictatorship. While you've got the laws to reflect the biblical principles, God's going to put a protective veil over it. But once you get once you get the laws changed to go against the Bible, abortion, euthanasia, same-sex marriage, whatever, God just says, okay, you go against the Bible, I'll pull away. What fills the vacuum? Evil does. Possession, demonization. And that's what's going on right now. And they know this at the very highest level. The lowest level, they don't understand. They're releasing felons out of prison on purpose, preparing them to be the national security, national police. But I'm going to stop there because it's getting away from the family. Here we go. Brock Chisholm, Chisolm, Director of the United Nations World Health Organization, 1946 to 1953 time frame. I think it's 48 to 53. He expressed the typical globalist view when he stated and summarizes the whole program. To achieve world governments, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas, unquote. That was after 1945. That's when destruction of the United States began, as carefully planned out at Tavistock, the Round Table, the Illuminati, Freemasons, Jesuits, the whole doggone lot of them. Because they all believe they're going to be leaders in the New World Order. It's not going to happen. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, based on her report to the U.S. Commissions on Civil Rights, 1978, using her previous court opinion, stated that the federal government should, number one, this is 1978 now, provide comprehensive child care. That was to get the children out of the home. Number two, to change, this 1993, to change the homestead law to provide double the benefits to couples who don't live together as the husband and wife who do live together. And the purpose of that was to split the families and marriages. Now, number three, draft women into the military and assign them to combat duty and apply affirmative action to the armed forces in order to equalize the number of men and women. And the purpose of that was to eliminate traditional feminine roles. This was submitted in 1978. It was not able to be carried forth until last year of June 2013 by Leon Panetta, who lifted the ban for women to frontline units. And the Joint Chief of Staff was sitting on their hands playing with their tutu. Or maybe it was because they briefed the Council of Foreign Relations and they're under a blood oath to shut up. And they're too cowardly to renounce that blood oath and speak out. Or they're too self-serving and have aspirations of being gods themselves that they want to be a part of the New World Order. They will fail. Of that, there's a promise. God will not allow this New World Order to take control entirely. It's called the 7 years tribulation. And guess who wins? The Creator does. But in the meantime, all humans will be judged. But in the meantime, they're trying to destroy the families. Vladimir Lenin, a student of Adam Weishaupt and the Humanist Manifesto and so forth, he said words to the effect, to destroy a country, you must destroy the family. A strong family structure, the way God intended, results in a strong country and a culture. Destroy the family, you destroy the culture. That's why the Rockefellers funded the feminist movement. Homosexual marriage and the feminist movement were two major efforts by the Illuminati to destroy this country. And that's a fact. Absolute fact. Now, the ones that's involved in this, they don't know this. They'll argue, they'll get mad. How dare you say that? I believe that women should be free. Yeah, that's why they put them in bondage, so they would be able to do this. It follows 8-step program, and they got them. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll do this. I have an interview here. It's short. And unfortunately, it's with an interviewer that I don't agree with. But the interviewee, Russo, tells the truth, if I can find it here right quick. And let's try this one out. Let's see how this works.
Well, one of the things they told me was that he was at the house one night, and we were talking, and he started laughing. He said, Aaron, what do you think women's liberation was about?
Rockefeller talking to Russo.
And I said, I'm pretty conventional thinking about it at that point. I said, I think it's about women having the right to work, getting equal pay with men, just like they won the right to vote, you know? And he started to laugh. He said, you're an idiot. And I said, why am I an idiot? He said, let me tell you what that was about. We, the Rockefellers, funded that. We funded Women's Lib, you know? And we're the ones who got all over the newspapers and television, the Rockefeller Foundation. He says, and you want to know why? He says, there were two primary reasons. And they were, one reason was we couldn't tax half the population before Women's Lib. And the second reason was now we get the kids in school at an early age. We can indoctrinate the kids how to think. Which breaks up the family. The kids start looking at the state as the family, as the school, as the officials, as their family, not as the parents teaching them. And so those are the two primary reasons for Women's Lib, which I thought up to that point was a noble thing. You know, when I saw their intentions behind it, where they were coming from when they created it, the thought of it, I saw the evil behind what I thought was a noble adventure.
Aaron, did you know that Gloria Steinem, in one of her own books, now admits the CIA funded Miss Magazine?
No, I had no idea about that. No, I never heard that.
Yeah, we're gonna
CIA funded Miss Magazine?
Funded Miss Magazine with the stated goal of taxing women and breaking up the family.
No kidding. I never heard that. Well, Nick told me. I mean, I know it, but not because I know the CIA was involved in it.
Well, Gloria Steinem was proud of it. Oh, the CIA wanted to help me help women.
No kidding.
So they funded it. Yeah, and of course it's divide and conquer.
Right,
and
of course.
What they do is they focus in, obviously, on real problems. Women were getting shafted in many ways, but the elite wasn't planning to help them. They were planning to really shaft them and take men away from them. Look at what they did with black families. You only had about 10% illegitimacy 50 years ago in black communities, and now it's over 90%. And look at welfare. You were going to give you some money, but you can't have a man in the house.
Right.
And so that was further to degrade the family.
Yeah.
Totally destroyed. And now illegitimacy is over 50% in the general population.
Right. Well, see, the whole thing is these people control the money, so they make all the rules. You understand? And they put whatever rules they want into effect. And the truth is, America has really become a socialist, communist country. And everybody says it's a capitalist country. It's not a capitalist country. You know, how can it be capitalistic when you have a central bank? That's the first. It can't be. You know,
it's a planned economy.
It's a planned economy. It's a phony. If they want to create prosperity, they just print dollars. They just make dollars or put digits into the economy, and then now you have prosperity. You don't have real prosperity. You don't have real manufacturing. You just have money being injected in. It's an infusion of credit,
which only makes the government go into more debt.
Into more debt.
Now, that was an actual interview. And Russo died several years later of cancer. Man, they killed him. Cancer can be induced. Cancer was, in fact, produced in a laboratory. HIV was, in fact, produced at Fort Detrick, Maryland in the 1970s. This is now proven. You see? Suicides in the military are proven. 26 per day is being orchestrated. Post-traumatic stress is induced by the antidepressants, by design. Families call depopulation. That's what's going on behind our backs. And this can be proven. Now, talking about us becoming a socialist nation, well, let's not say that we didn't have prior notice. Norman Mattoon Thomas, the Socialist Party candidate for president in 1944. That's the same time frame that FDR was planning a military takeover of the U.S. government. I've got his quote, slam dunk, March 4th, 1939, of FDR planning a dictatorship. To hell with American people as far as the democracy is concerned. It doesn't exist. It never did. And we'll never let it happen that way. I'm going to infest America with all the aliens possible. Unquote. Part of a major quote. That's a fact told behind closed doors in front of three congressional committees. A member of one of the three congressional committees wrote this quote down and gave it to William G. Carr, which put it in his book Red Fog Over America, 1955. I've got a copy of the quote on my website, watchmanforjesus.com. You go to the timeline I've provided you. Then simply do a search. It don't take you about 5 minutes to even get there. And then you go click, and it takes you right to March 4th, 1939, and you can read that doggone quote. You don't believe it? Fine. Go get you the book Red Fog of America, and you can read it again. In documentation, Senator Lundeen, L-U-N-D-E-E-N, look him up. He is a member of one of the three congressional committees in 1939. And even FDR's a distant cousin, well, I'd say distant by years, like one century before, Clinton Roosevelt, in 1941, he brought forth the Communist Manifesto and gave it to Karl Marx. He wrote Science of Government, Founded on Natural Law, in 1841. And the Manzini, Freemasons, Manzini, Illuminati, passed it on to Karl Marx to write 1848 and called it the changed the name of it. He just plagiarized it and changed the name to the Communist Manifesto. So they kept it in the family for over a century. Well, Norman Mattoon Thomas, 1944, he was a Socialist Party candidate for President of the United States. He said in a 1944 speech, and I quote, "The American people will never knowingly adopt socialism, but under the name of liberalism, they will adopt every fragment of the socialist program until one day America will be a socialist nation without knowing how it happened." He went on to say in the speech, "I no longer need to run as a presidential candidate for the Socialist Party. The Democrat Party has adopted our platform." Now, that's Democrats. Now, you Republicans, you Council National Policy types, your Pat Robinsons, LaHaye's, Oliver North, Palin, Chuck Missler, James Dobson, all those in the right wing, Council National Policy, you all plan the wars and revolutions. Because the Council National Policy, which formed the Tea Party, and old Ron Paul, he's a part of this, yeah, but is under the Council of Foreign Relations. The Council of National Policy, CNP, is a secretive right-wing group. They planned the wars. The Democrat Party plans the NAACP, ACLU, attack on the government for the socialist agenda. Now, watch this. Let's connect some dots. Now you'll see how it all comes together when you have separate sources, not connected, that say the same things. And they all coincide. Slam dunk, kind of the I rest my case kind of thing. Now, watch this. In a minute, you can't watch it. You just got to listen. This is not audio or video. This is audio. You got to maintain some kind of sense of humor. It's not easy these days when you're dealing with these rat finks, secret societies, Luciferians. When you know they're going to lose, you're like, "Lord, how much longer? How much longer are you going to let them do this?" He says, "As long as necessary, so my children will have the opportunity to repent." That's why it lasts this long. Well, let's connect this major dot. Socialism, liberalism, humanism, Marxism are all connected. Before most of us was born, the humanists were claiming victory in the conquest of American public schools. In 1930, Charles Francis Potter said, and I quote, "Education is thus the most powerful ally of humanism, and every American public school is a school of humanism," unquote. Now, I'm not implying that every educator or movie producer or journalist or every publisher is part of the conspiracy, but the major ones are. There's enough people in key positions that's under the blood oath of secret societies to control much of what's being taught in public schools. The messages that are being broadcast by American media, controlled by the Council of Foreign Relations, make sure. You say, "Well, that's 1930. Okay. Let's fast forward about 57 years. Is that okay? Herbert London, an educator of New York University, declared, and I quote, "The strides made by Marxism at American universities in the last two decades are breathtaking. Every discipline has been affected by its Marxist socialism preachment, and almost every faculty now counts among its members a resident Marxist scholar," unquote. You see, I go back with information I've said before, but to put it in context of new information. Now, let's go back. I bet you thought I forgot about the Ruth Bader Ginsburg, didn't you? No, I didn't. Let's go back to Ruth Bader Ginsburg, her report, the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights. Drafting women in the military, assign them to combat duty, and apply affirmative action to the armed forces in order to equalize the number of men and women. The purpose of that was to eliminate traditional feminine roles. And in fact, a year ago, when they lifted the ban, they wasted no time. The Marine Corps put through 13 women. And I think what's called the CIU or SIU, whatever, infantry, advanced infantry training. Now you have 11,000 to 12,000 sexual assaults in 2011 of male to female. Is that going to go over well in your combat units about sexual assaults and combat conditions? Can you imagine? Can you imagine a female, I don't care if she's a tomboy, taking on a Russian Spetsnaz? You got to be kidding me. Well, they sure enough had problems with the women keeping up the physical requirements, so they had to change it. Had a lot of failures. Kind of bad for the ego, you know. As if they didn't expect it to happen. The Joint Chief of Staff, that's stupid. Really. To even set it up, they should say, well, I don't think women are strong enough as men. Now, I wonder, maybe that's because they're maybe physically different. Has anybody ever thought that's possible? That they have different cycles, hello? Different sexual organs? Different upper and lower body strength? Is that something new to these people in the highest level? Is this something they have to be told by, or experience? Aren't they married or something? How about they had children and married? Aren't they married to a woman? They kind of realize that women can't do regular old push-ups unless taking a lot of testosterone or something. But normal women, they can't do the physical things that men can. It's just not physically possible. So because we've got feminism, they're going to come back at me and say, you want to bet it, boy? I'll show you. Well, you know, yeah, you can go to extremes, and that's what they're up to cause failure, to weaken the U.S. military forces, to allow the takeover leading to the North American continent. That's what it's all about. Don't ask, don't tell. Be the Bob Clinton, 1993. Bring all the homosexuals in the military. I used to be a recruiting officer as a lieutenant in Buffalo, New York in 1977, 78. You'd ask him, are you ever engaged in homosexuality? Yes, I did. Well, I'm sorry, son. You can't come in the military. You can't come in the Marine Corps. But 1993, you don't ask. They don't tell. How silly is that? So they come in. They give them about 20 years to do it. Get normal. But don't ask, don't tell. And don't show us. And then Obama. It was supposed to be Bush. But Obama, between Bush and Obama, was going to be the one to pull the trigger. What trigger? The trigger to say you can come out of the closet now. That caused an additional separation. Now, that's how they set this up. Now, to change the family concept, to have the women say, I'm the head of household, and boy, you do what I tell you to do. You see, it turns everything backwards. God never intended that to happen. That's why they're going after it. To destroy the families. Number four of her report, quote, was to eliminate the traditional family concept of the husband as a breadwinner, wife as a homemaker, and integrate all male and all female organizations such as Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, fraternities, and sororities. And the purpose of this was to eliminate traditional male roles. Are they not doing that today? Yes, they are. Same bathrooms, transgender bathrooms, transgenders now in the military. All this is a major conspiracy to weaken the U.S. forces. How many people are telling you about this? And then you're going to hear about it, the sexual assaults. You had 15,000 male-to-male sexual assaults in 2012. That's more than the women. Do you think that will divide the military forces? You doggone right it will. Are you going to send your daughter and your son to a military where this is happening? No. And that's what they're counting on now. And the ones that are in there, they want to go into multiple tours to cause the post-traumatic stress. When they come back, it starts to divide the families again. Especially when they start killing the families. That's what they're doing. Family, this is all about dividing the families. And the largest threat to your families was on November the 20th, 1989. The UN General Assembly approved the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child. As I said the other day, I was going to give you a teaser, and I did. Well, now I'm talking about it. The 20th nation ratified the treaty on September the 2nd, 1990. That meant that the treaty is now in force. But as I mentioned earlier, the United States had not signed the convention, but there was a pressure from Hillary Clinton and others to ratify the international nightmare back in the 90s. Now what it does is that treaty gives further ownership of all children to the state and the United Nations. It determines, undermines, the authority of the parents to raise their children and replaces it with a panel of UN experts and gives children the right to disobey their parents under penalty of law. Now, this is why I mentioned euthanasia. You should have already connected that dot. If you haven't, you're late. Now, if I'm getting a little bit too heavy for you, I'm sorry. But this is nothing easy to talk about. There's nothing to simplify what I'm telling you today. And man, nobody's talking about this. Doggone it. Now, if this treaty is ratified by the Senate anytime in the future, and they got to ratify it by seeing how our children are being abused, shot at, given pills, now you got the point? They got to see how parents are disrespecting their children and how the children are being, they got to show this news and all this. So when it goes up before the Congress again, they'll have in the bill many cases and instances to justify to finally sign this act. That's how they do it. That's why you see all these reports of how children are being abused. Some are real, some are made up. So now they'll make sure that this treaty is signed by our government. And once it does, in comes the Child Euthanasia Act. Y'all got some serious problems. Somebody better do something. Now, you can call me extremist if you want to, but I got the darn evidence. Somebody out there with some power better get off the stick, because those that's got your secret society oath, they're going to take your children too. And you think they're going to be... take care of your children, you got another thing coming. Because in chapter 15 of the protocols, they're going to kill every Freemason. They're going to be executed. Look it up right now as I'm speaking. They're going to assassinate, they're going to execute every Freemason. Chapter 15 of the protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion is the protocols. Manzini, Clinton Roosevelt, Karl Marx, part of it. As briefed to the Illuminati and the Freemasons between 1873 and 1901. It's not a hoax. Now, should this treaty, though, the Treaty Convention on the Rights of the Child, not the protocols, of course, should that treaty be ratified by the Senate, then the rights of the parent will be transferred to the federal government, which will establish a new bureaucracies that will investigate and prosecute you if you violate your children's rights as defined by this convention. And the convention, as if it was even existing, overrides the Constitution anyway. And there is no Constitution. So these judges out here, Napolitano and all these others, better get on the stick. And all these sheriffs that think there is a Constitution, you better get in reality here and realize it's not there. 1938, Tompkins versus Erie Railroad rendered our Constitution null and void. We've never had a democracy. Y'all better get up to speed. But even if they had a Constitution, the treaty overrides the Constitution. Even if you had a Constitution, we have a national disaster. National Defense Authorization Act allows Congress to declare a national emergency of the president. And then overrides any Constitution and puts FEMA in control. Hello? Anybody home? War Powers Act, FDR. National Defense Authorization Act. Billy Bob Bush. Bush, 2006. He knew what he was doing. Scared on Obama. Just another part of it. They're all part of this. Well, a summary of these new rights that would be given to your children and grandchildren by the UN Convention of the Child are as follows. Write them down. Hunt them yourself. Summarized. Article 3. That empowers Child Protective Service or social service workers to regulate families based on their own subjective interpretation of, quote, best interest of the child. Article 4 requires the United States to restructure society, and that in accordance with implementing this treaty. That's heavy. Article 7 requires all children to be registered with the member nation and the UN, and that would include the digital tattoo. Uh-huh. Article 13. That will establish the child's right to access to media. Parents are subject to prosecution for exerting influence over their children's reading material, television shows, magazines, art exhibits, oral conversations, or any other media of the child's choice, unquote. Hence the private conferences with your school counselor or nurse. That's already taken place in some of the states already. Every one of broadcasters should be talking about this worldwide, nationwide. Every doggone one should be talking about this. Instead, they're talking about Bird Dog. You're talking about Agenda 21. Talking about coffins in Atlanta. Or little yellow and red and blue dots on your mailbox. Or falling meteorites. Or what else is it? Some golf something or another. Or Southern 500. That's what's important to people. They better wake up. Anti-aging breakthrough. A testosterone booster. Yeah. All kinds of stuff to keep you all busy. And then they come up with these instances. Orchestrated events to keep us all tied up. Article 14. Establish a child's freedom of religion. In comes humanism. And Buddha, Buddha, Buddha. It gives a child the right to object to any and all religious training. Child can require parents to accommodate their desire to participate in any religion of his choice. Article 15. Establish a child's freedom of association. Parents cannot restrict a child's access to anyone with whom he wishes to associate. So if you got something going on at your school and your child sends you a text, Mom, you're not believing what they're telling us today. and you say, I got to leave work. I got to get my child. Yeah, not going to happen because they're going to have officers there or the national police already stationed to keep you from coming inside, or they will shoot you, arrest you, or whatever it takes. And that is a fact. Or tase you. This is what's going to happen. That's why a lot of these shootings are being orchestrated. Start with Sandy Hook. It's called false flags. Y'all get it now. And you can call me extreme if you want to, but I'll tell you what, I got the evidence to show it. It's not extreme. This is normal. Unfortunately, it's too normal. This is normal for a dictatorship to take over. Article 16 establishes a child's right to privacy, would likely give a teenage girl the right to have an abortion without parental consent or notification, even if the state law is to the contrary. Treaties are more powerful at law than the U.S. Constitution or any state law. Article 18. It makes the state a co-parent with the child's biological, adopted, oh my, or foster parents. Oh, goodness gracious alive. Hold on a minute. Oh, this is not good. This is not bad news. This is reality news. You understand this? It's not a matter of saying, oh, this is all bad news. Now, I don't look at it that way. I look at it as reality, meaning you better get on the stick and take care of business here. We don't have time for all this emotional reaction. It's time to take action. Not time to close your ears and jump in an outhouse while the train's coming. Now you see why I talk about that. Now, let me, oh, where is that? I got to find this quote. It just dawned on me. I got to give y'all a quote. I didn't think I would use this till now. I got to use it. Where is it? Ow, sorry, family. If I can't find it right now, I'll play it tomorrow. But there is a quote about one of their minions talking about how the children are not yours, that they belong to the state. Let's see if I can find it here. Bear with me here, please. Because you need to hear this quote from one of the legislators. One of the, let's see. Oh, here we go.
We have never invested Melissa as much Harris in public Perry. Education as we should have, because we've always had kind of a private notion of children. Your kid is yours and totally your responsibility. We haven't had a very collective notion of these are our children. So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities. Once it's everybody's responsibility and not just the households, then we start making better investments.
Ho, goodness gracious alive.
We have
that was,
never invested as much.
That was MSNBC host Melissa Harris Perry. All your kids belong to us. You want to believe there's no conspiracy? You go on ahead. I knew I'd find it eventually. It makes Article 18 makes the state a co-parent with the child's biological, adopted, or foster parents. Bingo. Article 28 prohibits any type of corporal punishment, Certainly no spankings allowed, and making the child stand in front of the corner may be inconsistent with human dignity. Have you not seen articles lately where they had the child standing out on the public street with a banner on him said, "I failed the test," and they have it in public view on YouTube? This is part of the justification. It touches every area. And you hear of parents being reported, they pop their child on the butt, and then they go outside to the car, and the police is waiting for them. Have you not read this? This is what it's all about. Slowly but surely. And then they take that report, and they spread it throughout the United States in an article. And you hear only that the police are tyrannical. But they don't tell you what I'm telling you right now is a bigger, bigger picture going on here. Some of these cases are set up. It's been like prescripted ahead of time. Article 29 directs the education of the child toward the philosophy of the New World Order. As enshrined in the United Nations Charter, the UN Charter now becomes law of the land insofar as children are concerned. You know the globalist publication called This World? It praised in 1984, interesting year, the UN Convention in the winter of 1984. The title of the article, look it up, What's Wrong with Children's Rights? Well, guess what? Jan Blitz. I wonder if it came to that Yahoo Mark Blitz, the one that's teamed up with Hagee about the ridiculous four blood moons. That's a lie. There's only one blood moon. That's the sixth seal. Mark Blitz and Hagee's way off the line. And they're way out of line, too. That's another story. There's no four blood moons, by the way. We won't go there yet. What's Wrong with Children's Rights, an excerpt by Jan Blitz, says, and I quote, "The traditional family structure imposes upon children's attitudes of restraint, deference, obedience, and shame, and breaks their will, represses their sexuality, turning them into artificial, authoritarian, sex-negating, compulsive, competitive, and manipulative human beings," unquote. Jan Blitz. The traditional family structure imposes upon children attitudes of restraint, deference, obedience, shame, breaks their will, represses their sexuality, turning them to artificial, authoritarian, sex-negating, compulsive, competitive, and manipulative human beings, unquote. They needed the family structure, traditional, before World War II. That's why TV programs, commentators, movies, reflected a man's got to be a man, tell the truth, man's a breadwinner, woman's a housemaker, all that good stuff, because they needed that family structure together to foment the wars. And once the wars had been completed, World War II, 1945, World War III was yet to happen, they didn't know when, it's time now to take down the family structure. That's what we're dealing with today. This is a fact. It all started in 1945. Now, I'm not done with the family structure yet, but I want to talk before we go down here about the other part of this, dismantling the family and patriotism. Talking about dismantling the patriotism, here's what they did. They needed patriotism, and this is an order, too. Get rid of the family, you got to break down biblical morality. There you go. Then you get rid of the family. Then they get rid of the family, then you start getting rid of patriotism. Here's how they did it. It began in 1945-46. Planned defeat of Korea. I've proven that by quotes from General Douglas MacArthur, from his diary, how they made sure that we lost or came to a neutral effect of Korean War, by design, to make sure, by design, that China remained communist. Our State Department made sure of that, as ordered by the Vatican and the monarchy. Oh, I got the evidence. I got quotes and everything, okay? It's no doubt, no question whatsoever. So, we no longer needed patriotism. Get rid of the family, 1945, 1950. Korea was the first effort. So by not winning the Korean War, that was one way. By making sure China remained communist. Well, that's a small way, though. Next came Vietnam. Planned to lose all along. Vietnam was also to bring the drugs, CIA to bring the drugs to the United States, to start the breakdown of society. Look up the 33 conspiracy theories thought to be theories that turned out to be facts. Look it up right now. And you'll find the fact is, in 1950s, 1960s, the CIA started bringing drugs in. Then they used the mafia as subversives to distribute it in plausible deniability. Now, because they had elaborate airports in Arkansas, Texas, and other places that would receive the drugs from South America. On the East Coast from Vietnam, West Coast, Vietnam, the drugs were to facilitate the breakdown of the families and the social structure in America that began in the 1960s, as planned by Tavistock. It's very complicated. What happened different in the Vietnam War that wasn't in World War II, World War I, and World War II? Ticker tape parades. Fight for democracy. No. They had anti-war demonstrations. They had burning the draft cards, all these things. These are organized events, you understand, by the elite to take away that patriotic fervor and demoralize. It all went backwards, didn't it? These anti-war demonstrations were funded by the Rockefellers and the social scientists, just like Occupy Wall Street was funded by the Rockefellers. The Feminist Movement was funded by the Rockefellers. Your Luke Randowski and your Craig Fitzgerald, they're Freemasons. And they are part of Weird Change. That is a Freemasons organization designed to pretend to be on your side. Like Paul Rykoff. Paul Rykoff, who's leading that anti-suicide effort in D.C., he's a member of the Council of Foreign Relations. And the suicides from 2006 to 2007 have increased, not decreased. How come somebody can't do something about this? He's a member of the Illuminati. How do these people sleep at night? Pretending to be patriots. And it's total evil. Well, anyway, in Korea, in the Vietnam War, anti-war demonstrations, that started breaking down the fabric of our patriotism and all that. Bring the drugs in. Boy, that did a job. And do you know, in 1966, the State Department issued a pamphlet to the defense contractors that was entitled Private Boycotts Versus a National Interest. You see, you had certain contractors that were patriots who were going to boycott the Soviet Union and Eastern European countries. because they were helping the VC kill our troops. In my opinion, I don't have any evidence that I can really present, but my opinion, strong opinion, based on indicators, is that the Mossad would be sniping our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan in a drop of a hat. They would kill Americans to justify the action there. No doubt about it. There's no doubt in my mind that the six soldiers or the five soldiers killed because of bird dog, because they knew things that they didn't want told, like they murdered the SEALs that knew that they didn't really kill bin Laden. Like Tillman, Pat Tillman, they murdered because he was against the Iraq war. He was a powerful voice. Family, this is reality. Well, going back to this pamphlet, evidence. The State Department heard about the private boycotts against the Soviet, Eastern European countries, because the Soviet Union and European countries were helping the VC kill our troops with weapons and equipment and certain things. So the State Department issued this pamphlet to these companies to stop them from boycotting. Quote, "All American citizens should know that any American businessman who chooses to engage in peaceful trade with the Soviet Union or Eastern European countries and to sell the goods he buys is acting within his rights and is following the policy of his government. But any organization, however patriotic in intentions, that undertakes to boycott, blacklist, or otherwise penalize or attack any American business for engaging in peaceful trade with the Eastern European countries or the Soviet Union is acting against the interests of the United States," unquote. So Anthony Sutton, in his writings and his research, Anthony Sutton, he concluded that, quote, "the guns, the ammunition, the weapons, transportation systems," as Henry Ford did with Hitler, "that killed Americans in Vietnam came from American subsidized economy, the Soviet Union," unquote. So, again, as in Korea, the Soviet Union served as a conduit for some American businessmen to profit. Rockefellers made $200 million in World War I. But it gets worse. America's official cooperation with Russia and Vietnam is well known by various military experts. One was Admiral U.S. Grant Sharp. Admiral Sharp said, and I quote, "From the beginning, we should have closed the harbor of Haiphong and prevented all the vital imports from reaching that area. Instead, we permitted them to import all the necessities of war without any difficulty whatsoever, despite the fact that we control the seas. This was a great mistake, of course, and immeasurably increased the casualties that our side incurred," unquote, Admiral Sharp. Now, here comes a really ugly part. One of the most tragic sales to the Russian government occurred in 1966, that same year, after August. The U.S. government sent the Soviet Union the entire technical specifications which they needed to build a glycerol plant. Glycerin. Specifically in Vietnam, glycerol was used as a detonator in booby traps. This accounted for the 58,000 deaths. Over 50% suffered in Vietnam came from these booby traps. So the trade and money are more important than lives of American servicemen even today. 26 suicides per day is being orchestrated. The Vietnam vets, they fought bravely, but they noticed they weren't meant to win. Agent Orange was the reason. Agent Orange was put out not for defoliage, but to start the cancer by design. Both Korea and Vietnam were predetermined that they would not win. It wasn't their fault. The Gulf War against Iraq began what was a long line of multinational police actions aimed at civil control. Began another attack on American servicemen. I knew a really hard worker at the VA on U.S. military rights, projects and packages and so forth. He found out the Gulf War syndrome came from a virus, Ebola, HIV modification. The Gulf War syndrome was induced. So, Iraq also, 1990s, had a lot to do with certain artifacts that was found there in the museum that they needed. I'm going to leave that alone for now. So showing support for Iraq in order to foment the division and cause conflicts, today they do things that was against their training to cause the post-traumatic stress to be induced. They brought gangs in the training area and the military to train them and get them out and then come back here to train their gang members. Homosexual agenda to divide. Vaccines to put the chips in their bodies. Organized suicides. And have many tours to ensure the damage with post-traumatic stress and to justify gun control is all part of the agenda of the Illuminati. In the secret societies to downgrade our services, to downgrade patriotism, which was used as a idol anyway, but now they want it eliminated to bring in the New World Order and to degrade our services so they will not be able to have an effective response against UN invaders. In fact, join them. Now, I talked this afternoon about how the family and patriotism have been dismantled. That was awkward. To be dismantled, I still need to talk about individual liberty. And tomorrow we'll talk a little bit more about dismantling the family and patriotism. But I'll move on then, part three, on discarding the Constitution and Republic, which is established. That won't take long, because they've already done it. But I will give you some extreme details of how they've done it. And step four, Thursday, thereabouts, destroy the American free enterprise system. And the last one, step five, I got some details on, direct our attention toward the United Nations. And some extreme details about that. And if I get to it on Friday, how they create wars for money and power. We'll see if we get that far. But more about the family tomorrow. And I'll have some, how they've really attacked the family. I need to talk more about that, I do believe. I got some really slam dunk stuff for you tomorrow about the family. A dialogue that's going to open your eyeballs up. Family, I want to let y'all know, by the way, that we have several networks that are playing our broadcast and our Bible studies at their network still. Monday nights, Revelation Radio, I do it, but also Blog Talk Radio, Watchmen for Jesus on Blog Talk Radio. I just said that. Watchmen for Jesus program. Revelation Radio Network sponsors it every Monday, 9 to 11. Our broadcast and Bible studies are played randomly on highportradio.net, www.highportradio.net. And it's owned by John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, High Point, Pennsylvania, New York, and New Jersey. And KBLU Radio also simulcasts this on occasion, Blue Raven Network. Go to my website, very simple website. I got about four or five studies up there. You can, and I got archives of my previous broadcasts and Bible studies. And go visiting. tonight is supposed to be Bible study, 7:30. I have a situation going on. I will say the family member, I'll leave it at that, has just entered hospice and may not live for the next 2 weeks. So I, long story short, I'm going to be in and out. Situations are going to increase in intensity, I'm sure. That's how it goes. Some of you already been there. So it'll be sometimes I'm not going to be able to make the Bible studies. And one broadcast I had to cancel because of a 911 call. So every family is going to have these situations. Family, the idea is depopulation on a massive scale. This is what we're up against. But they lose. Jesus Christ is the way. And supernatural requires supernatural. It's called spiritual warfare and deliverance. Fasting and praying. This is the answer. Mankind will not fix this. Because mankind is controlled by Satan. At the highest level of government, education, politics, economics and finance are all controlled. But Jesus Christ is coming back. And when you call on him, he's there to help you. Until such time. Because they know their time is short. Now the human counterparts, the human servers, they don't have a clue. Fallen angels, some are fooled into thinking that they can actually defeat God in his own game by using his creation against him, by using science and their knowledge, but that will never happen. This is what's really going on today. And your political leaders are liars. Your military leaders at the highest level of their leadership are lying. And they're members of secret societies. And they pretend in their lectures to be patriots, and they are not. You have some that are. They will be targeted. Family, call on the name of Jesus Christ. That is the answer. If you already are, then pray for your families that they'll come together and be prepared for a paradigm. A financial reset is coming in the future. I don't know when, but you'll know when it happens. The thing is, some of your controlled opposition, they tell the truth. 80% and they lie 20%. But you have to eat the chicken, spit out the bones. Family, we went over a couple minutes here. And so I may counsel Bible study tonight at 7:30. I may have to go to a certain place. I'll put this on announcement on my homepage. If you go to my homepage, you're going to go there anyway. I'll put an announcement there whether or not I have Bible study live. I mean, there'll be a 24-hour loop of my broadcast or Bible study, whatever is playing. But remember, I break in on 7:30 with a live broadcast or a live Bible study. I'll leave an announcement here in the next hour or so if I have to go somewhere with the situation I got going on here. I appreciate y'all coming by and visiting. We had a, seemed like a good day today. Family, all this I'm telling you is not negative, it's reality. And they lose. But we got to go, we're going to go through tribulation to a point. rapture, forget about this rapture business. It's in God's business, God's timing. It'll be before the first trumpet. You're not appointed to wrath if you accept Jesus as Savior. He's taking you out of here. But we don't know when in that 3.5 period it's actually going to happen. Don't count on some rapture. Count on living your life until such time that this tribulation begins. It may not even be this generation. We don't know. Don't let them put fear in you. Live your life. And live it through Jesus. Death is nothing but a transition to eternity. If you believe that, then why are you worrying about it? Y'all have a good night. And know that God's in control through Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit will let you know what's happening. Well, there you go. I'll see y'all certainly tomorrow, 4 to 6. If I have Bible study, well, I'll see those tonight at Bible study. I'll let y'all know shortly. I put it on the homepage. Family, God bless. Good night. This is the Watchman signing off.
From the sky, guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet release, and every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.